Farai Chabu say, good morning, let us begin. We'll hop in a few moments of Tzidkas HaTzadik before we begin the daf. So yesterday we began Os Kuf Aleph. And the Rebbe really highlighted this incredibly beautiful idea. So Chevron Zoom, you hear me all right? All right, excellent. The Rebbe highlighted this really incredible idea that in an actional sense, when it comes to our actions, it is impossible for a person to go out and be perfect. It's impossible, using the Rebbe's words, it's impossible to be a tzaddik gomer, complete tzaddik. Actually, there are always going to be things that we do wrong and things that we do correctly. So Rebbe says, but there is an area in which a person can be a tzaddik gomer, completely righteous, and that's what the Rebbe calls b'machshava u'b'ratzon haliv, within one's thoughts and the desires of their hearts. And here, I think the Rebbe is highlighting to us a very beautiful yisod. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, that often we think that it's not what you think or how you feel that matters, but it's only what you do. And the truth is, while there is some level of truth to that, in other words, that a person can't go through life thinking that good intentions are all that counts, lemaise, again, a person has to produce, a person has to be actionally vigilant as well. But what we think and what we want and what we desire makes an incredible difference and impact on who and what we are. So for example, says the Rebbe again, even though I know I'm going to sin, I know I'm going to make mistakes because such is the nature of the world and such is the nature of the human condition, it's an interesting exercise to contemplate, what is it that I want? What is it that I think about? In my mind and in my heart, what is it that I desire? Do I desire righteousness? Do I desire tov? Do I desire to be a tzaddik gomer, even though actionally I know that I won't reach that level? And that's something incredibly interesting to contemplate. Because the Rebbe says, if a person yearns for a kiddusha, a person yearns for shleimus, a person yearns to ultimately be a tzaddik gomer, even though I know it's my actions, I'm not going to get there, but that yearning, that desire, that want, that machshava, those thoughts, and that desire of the heart means something. So I will say, it turns out that what Rav Tzadik really describes over here is that we kind of always live in this state of conflict. And the state of conflict is the conflict between what I want and what I desire and what I really am and what I'm going to be. And there's always an inherent disconnect. Or the truth is, Rav Tzadik would say is, there should always be an inherent disconnect. Or disconnect is maybe the wrong word. Not a disconnect, but those two things just inevitably don't align. Because the goal is to be the kind of person who desires and wants kiddusha. Almost like a sense of spiritual perfection. But a recognition that in my maisim, in the actional world, I'm never going to get there. And it's okay to have that lack of alignment. In fact, that lack of alignment is okay. It's actually a beautiful thing because it shows I want more than I'm ever going to be able to actionally accomplish. But I want it. And I want it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks not only at what I do, but he looks ultimately at what I want as well. If you turn the page, we'll say to page Resh Mem Beis. So here, Tzadik says something so beautiful. Page Resh Mem Beis. In the Be'oria Chasidus, in the right hand column, Chiluk ze bein machshava lemaisa yeshno kiviyachol gam eitz l'Hashem Yisbarach. Here the Rebbe makes a beautiful observation. He says, and listen to these words. He says this, I'm going to use it very carefully, this disconnect. This level of disconnect exists with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Now, I don't mean disconnect by God, as we have the disconnect by us, but look how the Rebbe describes this. He says, what does the pasuk say in Tehillim? Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. The pasuk says that Hashem is a tzadik. Hashem is righteous in all of his ways, and a chosid in all of his actions. So the Rebbe says, what is this? Let's say it's interesting, if you think about it, what is David HaMelech trying to convey? Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Hashem is a tzadik in all of his ways, and a chosid in all of his actions. What does that mean? Perish, drachav hem divrei Torah kemo she'amru chazal, b'reish meseches kiddushin, she'atorah nekreis derech, kemo she'nemar v'adlan derech, kemo she'nemar yodei drachav la'Hashem. I'm just going to read a little bit. Aval, skip down a little bit, k'shemagia l'maisa hu chosid. Hu chosid. So I said, listen to this. So tzaddik Hashem bechol derachav. The concept, so tzaddik, we understand what a tzaddik is. Bechol derachav. It will say bechol derachav means, derach means Torah. That how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like run the world? How does he run the world, so to speak? What are the machshavos, the thoughts of Hashem, based on? Rebbe said, obviously, we're using anthropomorphism here, right? Hashem doesn't have thoughts. Hashem doesn't have, but in terms of how we relate, how does Hashem run the world? Tzadik Hashem bechol derachav. Hashem runs the world based on Torah. Based on Torah. Rebbe said, this goes back to the Maamar Chazal that says, Yisrael kud shabrichu Torah Chadhi. So Hashem, Klal Yisrael, Torah, it's all one entity. In other words, we often think of Torah as a guidebook or as a rule book for us. The truth is that is true. But Lamaisa, Torah is also the blueprint through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and runs the world. So Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav means the way that the Ribono Shel Olam thinks about running the world is based on Torah. Now watch this. But what does it mean, chassid b'chol ma'asov? So if you, again, on the right hand column, about halfway down, avak kishamagir l'maisa hu chassid. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, the Ribono Shel Olam is a chassid. Kimo shemesayim, Hashem ha'pasav ha'chassid b'chol ma'asov, dahinu, sha'osa lifnim mishuras adin. Now we'll say, this is incredible. Let me tell you the rest of this outside, because we're going to finish up for today. But I will say, what's a chassid? So we saw this when we learned Mesilas Yesharim. A chassid is someone who goes lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond the expectations. So a tzaddik lives his life and lives up to expectations. A chassid goes beyond expectations. Again, the phrase lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond the letter of the law. So I'll say, what does this mean? Actionally, in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act based on Torah. Why? Because if Hashem acted based on Torah, then Lamaisa, if somebody sinned, they wouldn't deserve divine compassion. Someone did something wrong, ultimately they should be instantaneously punished. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in the world is not like a tzaddik, but rather he acts like a chassid. He goes above and beyond. He goes on, the Rebbe goes on, he says, Ki de'isa b'shabis, she'chassid lo nikra ele imkin mevater mishalo, v'lifnim mishura sa'din eitzah shemizbarach haynu, she'mestayit kemo shamar l'moshe, v'chanosi eis asher achon. Right? What does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? I'll have compassion upon whoever I want to have compassion on. So Hashem exercises rachamim, even when there are those who don't deserve it. So we'll say, what do you see by the Ribono Shel Olam? It's absolutely incredible. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. If you ask the Ribono Shel Olam, when you think about running the world, how do you think about running the world? How does Hashem think about running the world? In accordance with the laws of the Torah. But lemaisa, how does Hashem actually run the world? B'chassid b'chol ma'asav. When it comes to his actions, he doesn't run the world like a tzaddik. He runs the world like a chassid. He goes above and beyond and doesn't go necessarily according to Torah, goes beyond the expectations of Torah. Shrebo says, so beautiful. What do you see by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ribono Shel Olam has this, kiviyachol, this split as well. There's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately goes ahead and thinks and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Says Reb Tzadik, isn't it incredible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us have this same split, this same bifurcation between thought and action? Just here's the difference. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the thought is to run the world based on Torah, but actions ultimately, again, say, be a chassid, go above and beyond. For us, thought, the goal is to have thought that says, I'd love to be perfect. I'd love ultimately to be a tzaddik gomer. But actionally, I know I'm always going to fall short of being a tzaddik gomer. But the thought of wanting to be a tzaddik, Rama says, Reb Tzaddik, is so meaningful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's not just what we do, but it's also what we think, which matters in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. All right, then we'll say, Shkach, we'll stop over here for today. Incredible. So wonderful to be back with the Rebbe.